Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into this new slot. So this came about because I wanted to put some shorter episodes into the Beautiful Life mix to give you access to some of the amazing experts out there who I come into contact with for work, in the hope that maybe they'll offer some fresh perspectives or good advice on things that you perhaps have been struggling with. As always, if you want me to cover something that I've not yet spoken about, please do just let me know. My Instagram handle and blog link will be in the show notes, and you can get in touch with me through either. Now, I thought we'd kick things off by talking about acne with skin expert Pam Marshall, who I see at her Fulham clinic, Mortar and Milk. I really wanted to cover acne first because I'm asked about it a lot, as I've suffered from it throughout my life and have written about it very candidly, and know how stressful and tricky and emotionally draining having acne can be. So hopefully, if you suffer, you might find a useful tip in here, because Pam is brilliant. I hope you enjoy the episode. I'm here with Pam Marshall, who tends to my skin and has truly changed my skin. I've been seeing her for a year, and the change in the quality of my skin is extraordinary. I have way fewer spots, and I would trust her with my skin or with the skin of anyone I loved without any reservation. So welcome, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you explain very quickly what the qualifications are that you have, and what the qualifications that are important when dealing with skin are? Because it seems to me that the skin industry is a bit of a wild west.
Yeah, it's total wild west. My qualifications, I am a trained esthetician from California. I practiced in California for a long time. And then when I came here, I retrained, I guess you would call it, as what's called a level 4 clinical aesthetics. So it's much more clinical. I think here with beauty therapy, you sort of get a cursory overview of sort of skin, massage, nails, makeup, that kind of thing. But I specialize solely in skin, and it's more, much more scientifically focused.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. And what should people be looking for then? Like when you're going to see someone, are there questions you should ask or things that you should look for that will tell you that someone understands skin?
It's a hard one, because you don't actually, in this country, have to have qualifications to work with skin. So as a person who's having a treatment, I think it would be really awkward to say, hey, what are your qualifications?
Yeah.
It's super awkward. So do the research ahead of time. I would say if it's a beauty therapist, make sure they've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Ask them what their other, there's this thing here called CPD, which mm-hmm. I honestly don't do. And I'm saying that out loud, but I feel like I have so much training under my belt that most of that I've already done. Mm-hmm. Do your research ahead of time mm-hmm. and find out what their qualifications are. There's nothing wrong with emailing the clinic and saying, can I ask for the qualifications of such and such person?
And what would the qualifications that are good be?
Well, anyone who's done the level 4 clinical aesthetics, that's going to be your best qualification.
And what's the board that does that? Do you know?
Well, Health Education England
is
who kind of manages that whole curriculum.
Yeah. And can I ask, I've put you on the spot rather here because I've asked you to prepare this, but I just wanted to ask if there are things that you would consider to be no-nos the minute someone touches your skin. So my personal ones are, if someone puts steam on my skin for a long time, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And if they're dragging at my eyes to remove my eye makeup, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I would assume that you probably agree with that, but are there any other things where if you're having a facial and someone does it, you think, oh no, that's not great?
Yeah, so I think if somebody comes at you with an extraction tool, run. Run fast, far, and furiously. Mm-hmm. That I think that's my biggest no-no, because those tools tear up the skin and they scar the skin. So,
yeah. And that goes for at home as well. Don't use it.
Never. And I've been away from California for quite a while now, but when I left, they were illegal. Mm-hmm. And if you had them in your clinic, and we have in California, we have unannounced visits from the state, because it's all run by the state board.
Yeah.
And if they see it in your clinic, they remove it and they fine you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Dirtiness.
Okay.
Like things that are dirty drives me nuts. So.
And that's another thing that you say, which quite neatly, I'm assuming one of your points is to do with cleanliness and possibly touching your face. So let's go into, we're talking about acne in this particular episode. We may do future episodes. So shout on Instagram on the show notes or at me or Pam if you'd like us to do other slots. But this is a slot about acne.
Yeah.
So let's go to tip number one.
Cleanliness is next to whatever they say, godliness.
Yeah.
Clean sheets, for God's sake, people clean your sheets more often.
How often?
Once a week.
Okay.
The amount of people that tell me they wash their sheets once a month or once every 2 months is shocking.
Didn't you have someone once come in and say that she washed her sheets when they needed to be washed?
And we asked, can you please define that? And she said every 3 to 4 months. Yeah. So it is, I don't think people realize that there's a direct, you're rolling in your own crap every day. Like all that stuff that we carry on our body, and people say, oh, I wash my face. But yeah, but you're not washing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you wash your hair every night, it's in your hair.
So should you wash your hair every night?
No. But I'm just saying, unless you do.
Yeah.
You've got to, you know, if you're not washing your hair every night, then you have to be washing your sheets in hot water once a week.
Okay.
Double pillowcase in your pillows, especially if they're old.
Okay.
Keeping your makeup brushes very clean, not the spray. So I understand that, like, you can spray in between uses, but once a week or once every 2 weeks, it should be properly cleansed.
Yeah, well, my thought on that is that I wash anything that touches my skin every time I use it, which sounds ridiculous, but I think that fastidiousness helps your skin.
Yeah, I love watching you do that.
I do it all the time. Yeah. But I actually quite enjoy it. It's quite meditative. But what I also do is if you're using, like, a eyeshadow color, like black or something deep, and then you want to move to a brown, those sprays are great. Of course, take your color off and start again. But that's how makeup artists use them. They use them between changing pigments.
Yeah, completely. Phones are a huge issue. So people, I say 99% of the people, when I ask them how often they clean their phone or disinfect their phone, they'll say never.
Yes.
And that's pretty common. We touch our phones a lot, and people always say to me, but I don't talk on my phone. And it has nothing to do with talking on the phone. It has to do with the fact that you're touching your phone and then you touch your face. Mm-hmm. People are face touchers.
Interesting that people now say, though, that they don't talk on their phone.
I know. They're like, well, I'm not talking about my phone. It has nothing to do with that. We're face touchers, and our phones are filthy. Like, mine gets washed probably 3 times a day. That's only because I demonstrate all
the
time.
And what do you clean it with?
Well, I use a MediWipe because I have a MediWipe in my treatment room. But I always tell people to get just some cheap anti-back wipes from Boots or whatever.
Or
just,
could you spray like a bit of kitchen roll with an antibacterial spray?
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Just don't spray it directly on the phone because it'll ruin the phone.
What I do is when I've cleansed my face, and sometimes I put Clinisept on with a cotton pad.
Yeah, perfect.
And I use the other side that I haven't got my face on my phone.
That is a brilliant idea.
Learned from you, Pam.
Because that's less waste too.
Yeah. Yeah. Precisely. Okay, is that the whole of the cleanliness? So basically be clean.
Yeah, be clean. Don't be gross. I mean, I teenage boys I work with, sometimes I just have to teach them how to wipe their mouth properly when they're eating. They'll use their hands after they've eaten a burger or fries, and then they'll wipe their mouth with their hands.
But that goes back to one of the things that you always say to me is, after you've treated my face, I'll then go and rub my nose or something. You're like, don't touch your face. And I know that you don't mean never ever touch your face, but just don't get in the habit of stroking your face or touching it as much as you can avoid if you have acne. And I do. So for me, that makes an enormous difference. I mean, if you don't have any issues with your skin, then you're fine. But okay.
The next one is to get your gut sorted. So I'm a big believer in probiotics. I'm a big believer in high doses of probiotics. And I know a lot of people are on lower doses, and that's fine. But when I'm trying to clear skin, whether it's acne, eczema, rosacea, can't clear rosacea, but I can calm it down. We need a couple months of a mega dose, so like 50 billion cultures, and just to get that body moving better.
Mm-hmm.
When you can get good bacteria in, it flushes the bad bacteria out, and it allows the colon wall to rebuild itself.
Yeah.
Our toxins The colon wall becomes permeable and toxins can spread out into the body.
That's leaky gut syndrome, yeah. Right? Yeah.
There's two ways for it to escape. It's your skin or your poo. And if it's not coming out your poo, it's going to come out through your skin. That was my issue. That's also part of my expertise, is that in my late 20s and early 30s, I had cystic acne. I was a journalist at the time. I knew nothing about skin. And it was actually 5 years after I sort of had cystic acne that someone said, and this was in the 90s, you need to sort out your gut. Yeah. And when I did that, my acne cleared. So that is, and I see it happen every day in the
clinic. Probiotics is the main thing that you can do.
Yeah, I mean, be better eaters. Yeah. But it's hard in this world because we're not given food that's healthy. No. It's impossible to find
healthy food. But even if you ate super healthy food, it doesn't have, someone was telling me that if you look at the nutritional index of food, it's just reduced since the 40s. Because of the way we farm.
Right.
So even if you were eating just vegetables all day, it's impossible
to get good food these days. And if you think about from the day you were born to this moment now, how many antibiotics you've taken into your body, hormones, pesticides, salt, sugar, alcohol, we can only adapt so much as humans. We weren't meant to do that. We were meant to forage the forest for nuts and berries. We weren't meant to eat packaged food.
Yeah. Okay, tip three.
Tip three is, this is my big bugbear, and I know somebody out there that will hate me for this, but stop using AHAs every single day.
Yeah.
They totally mess up acne. They really, really, really can make acne worse, and your skin cannot heal. I'm a firm believer that alpha hydroxy acids on a daily basis, and I have one caveat to this, slows down the healing process, but also makes us scar more, because the spots that we have will not go down, and we'll keep picking at them.
Because it's almost like scratching at a wound.
Yeah, you're constantly rewounding something. So I think I've used the example with you before about the scab on the knee when we're kids and we trip and fall and we skin our knee and we constantly pick that scab off because it's ugly. That's exactly what an acid is doing. We use acids in order to build new collagen and elastin because the acid creates a wound, and the wound healing mechanism is what causes the building of the collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. But it can't do that if it's constantly wounding.
So do you recommend using AHAs less frequently or switching to other acids?
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of AHAs. I like them in treatment and treatment alone, except, and here's my caveat. Exuvience has a product called Night Renewal Hydrogel, which I'd like to remove the word night. I think it can be used morning and night.
Okay.
That has mandelic acid, which is lipophilic, and it has I believe two polyhydroxy acids in it. So when you've got that combination of one AHA and two PHAs, you get the antibacterial capacity, you get the exfoliating capacity, but you get it with a large water-loving molecule, which is what a PHA is. Yeah. So you get the healing and the hydration at the same time. So that's the only time I would ever say use it, but it's not a tonic. It's actually a treatment product, and we don't keep people on it forever. But it is very good. So I will always say PHAs are the greatest discovery.
Anecdotally, I'm with you because in my experience, I was using AHAs to help my skin to almost that squeaky clean thing you get addicted to, but that thing of exfoliating. And actually, I moved on to PHAs, and initially it felt really counterintuitive because my skin felt more moisturized. And I was like, at some point, this is going to come back on me and break me out because I felt like I'm hydrating my skin the whole time. Yeah. It's going to go mad. And it never did. So, anecdotally, I can absolutely vouch for what you just.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Said.
Yeah.
What's point four?
Point four is, this is also going to be a bugbear, use clinical products instead of high street products. In order for an ingredient to pass the stratum lucidum, so that's the second to last outer dead layer right under your stratum corneum, it has to have a molecular weight of less than 500 Daltons, and it has to be a lower pH than your skin. Our skin sits at a 5.5 on the pH scale. If it's classified, if it's lower pH and lower molecular weight, it's classified as a medicine, therefore cannot be sold on the high street. That's a big, big sentence. And I'm going to have a lot of people angry with me.
I was devastated when I heard you say that. Also, the thing that you said, which was really interesting, is people don't have to publish their pH or their Dalton weight. And those are the two things that you matter. Know, if you say to someone, here's a hyaluronic acid, and it is over 500 Daltons, and the pH is high. I mean, I'm sure that hyaluronic acid, you'll know that it comes with its own set of specifications. But let's say it's 550 Daltons and pH 8. It's never, ever, ever going to get through your skin. It's just going to sit on it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the big sad thing about hyaluronic acid, it cannot penetrate ever, no matter what, because its lowest molecular weight is too big. You have to inject it in order to get it to work. So it is a bit of a marketing thing, although it can give you that lovely glow on the outside, but it can do zero for the inside.
So this is what, so when we were talking about this and that my heart was slightly broken, I thought, okay, but the thing is, ultimately, as someone who is also a makeup artist, I said that the thing that's good about some products is that they can give you that instant gratification. Yeah. So you use a beautiful serum in the morning and your skin will feel and look better that day. It's not to say it's doing any damage, but it will not change your skin on a cellular level.
No.
Yeah.
No. So if you've got something wrong with your skin, you've got that you're trying to fix, nothing on the high street will actually work because it can't penetrate.
Yeah.
So we stopped building elastin at the age of 21, 22 on our own.
Really?
Our collagen continues to build, but it slows down as we age. It's like a plant. If it's not taken care of, they die. We glycate. Our collagen glycates. If you're not getting hydration into the dermal layers of the skin, collagen and elastin die. Right. So even if you're just, you have no other issue, but you're actually just chronologically aging like we all do, you still can't, unless you get something to penetrate past the stratum lucidum, you're going to have quicker collagen and elastin breakdown.
But in terms of acne, when you say use cosmeceuticals, and like obviously I think most people with very bad acne, very acute acne would think, okay, I'm going to go and buy like a cosmeceutical spot removing gel because that will work. But you also mean hydration products because that's crucial too, right?
Hydration is crucial. I think there was a time in sort of the 80s, 90s, and even possibly early 2000s where we believed, and I think some people still believe it, that if you dry out the skin, it's going to stop the acne, which actually
I believe that.
Totally making it worse because the drier the skin, the more the sebaceous gland goes mad. So hydration is absolutely critical for acne. You've got to get that deep dermal hydration so that the layers of the skin stop sending messages to your sebaceous gland to produce tons of oil, because when the sebaceous gland produces tons of oil, the pilosebaceous unit closes up, gets really angry, and comes to a swell on top of the skin, which is a spot. So hydrating it makes spots go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, anecdotally, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth tip for busting acne.
Oh, stop using so many products.
Okay.
So this is the thing I say. People come into the treatment room all the time, and I'm staring at my table right now. I cannot tell you how many products have been laid out on that table. They're using like loads of products. And then I always say, how's that working for you? Because it doesn't seem to be if you're here. Too many products. Like, it's just a way to spend money. Keep it simple. If a brand works, you don't actually need a lot of products.
Okay, so if you had acne, what would be a kind of ideal routine? And I know that you love Exuviance. I love Exuviance and use a lot of it. But could you sort of say this cream product, but also just recommend a generic product? Yeah. So a cream cleanser.
In
the morning and in the evening.
And always.
Yes.
Always. I would, there's one brand I will say that every person with acne should have. It's Clinicept. I will name and name and glorify them. Clinicept, 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 Clinicept. It is antibacterial, antimicrobial, antifungal, and antisporous, neutral pH and non-cytotoxic, which means non-toxic to skin. kills bacteria. It's so freaking awesome. So cleanse
in the evening, take off your makeup once,
yeah,
if you're wearing it, then massage cleanser into your skin,
yeah, remove it with a flannel. There is
what temperature water?
Oh god. Warm?
Warm, okay.
Warm, yeah. Okay, I'm not big on temperature.
Okay.
At least warm. Not too hot, cause especially if you're vascular, but no rinsing with splashing. There's no splashing in cleansing.
Okay.
You have to use a warm flannel. I don't even like cotton pads so much.
Yeah.
But if that's all you have, that's all you have. But I just use a flannel, and people ask me all the time, oh, what kind of flannel? I don't cut up a towel.
Yeah.
Just a flannel, just something to wipe it off.
Yeah.
It's warm.
And that's clean.
That's clean, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a person who thinks you need to throw it in the wash every time you use it.
So oh,
I rinse mine out. I'm more concerned about people sleeping in filthy sheets. The flannel is on your face for seconds.
Okay.
Versus sheets, hours.
Okay.
So you rinse it.
Yeah.
And you put it on that little lovely drying rack that we have in this country, which we don't have in, not at least in California.
I don't have one. I have to have 14 flannels because.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway, because
no.
Mine are wet and they
yeah.
sit there wet all day.
Yeah, so that's not good.
Yeah.
So if you
yeah.
can dry it out overnight. So I use mine for 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
But I always rinse it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so you've taken your cleanser off at night. You've done two cleanses, one to get off makeup, one to cleanse your skin.
Yeah.
Clinicept goes on how? On a cotton pad or sprayed directly on the face?
I like it sprayed directly on the face.
Okay.
You don't need to let it absorb. I like to tell people to give it 10, 15, 20 seconds to just do its job because it's killing bacteria.
Yep.
You'll still have liquid on the face. If you feel like that's too much liquid, then use a cotton pad.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter as long as you're getting on it. The only reason why I don't like a cotton pad is because, well, two things. It's, more waste, but also the cotton pad will absorb a lot of it. So
yeah.
It's almost wasteful of the product as well. But I do get that sometimes that's the best thing for people. And then a moisturizer, a targeted moisturizer. So any kind of targeted hydration but bacterial killing moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
If all you can do is shop at Boots and you get a creamy cleanser and a really lovely sort of slightly lighter moisturizer and then use the Clinicept in between. But I would still sort of venture towards a treatment hydrator.
Right, because then you'll get the anti-aging benefits and the kind of skin hydration.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in the morning you're cleansing once with your cream cleanser.
Yeah.
Taking it off with the flannel.
Yeah.
Possibly Clinicept then too?
Always.
Always? Okay, twice a day. Then what would be the next set?
Same moisturizer.
Okay.
And then I'd put a good SPF over the top. I wouldn't buy a cheap SPF.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of great ones out there. HelioCare is awesome and it's got some oil-free ones. It's got all kinds. There's SkinCeuticals, Exuvience, Neostrata, Cosmetics has a really great one.
And you use SPF. So I use SPF now because some of my acne has given me pigmentation. So if I don't use SPF, I can get more pigmentation. So I just use it every day.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that every day?
Every
in the
day, yeah. Because UVA is out every day. It doesn't care about the weather.
Yeah.
So UVA penetrates clouds. It penetrates everything. So
there's
not a day that goes by that I don't
wear
it.
SPF.
Yeah.
Excellent. And in terms of having treatments, acne, ideal treatments. Is there anything when I come in to see you, often you'll use an acid of and increasingly have been dropping the pH of the acid to kind of help my skin to repair from within.
Yeah.
But for people looking for treatments, what are the ideal acne busting treatments?
Mandelic.
Okay.
So mandelic and LED. So if you can find someone who can do a mandelic acid treatment on you, because mandelic is the best for acne.
Mm-hmm. That comes from almonds, right?
Bitter almonds, And most companies that have it, for those people that have nut allergies, it's synthetic in the treatment room. So you can have, you just make sure that you ask the therapist that is doing the treatment if it's a synthetic mandelic. Most of them are, but
I know two beauty editors who are allergic to nuts, so that's quite handy.
Yeah, okay. So mandelic is brilliant, and I love that it's synthetic because of that very reason. Because I can send that person home with a moisturizer that has mandelic in it, and they can use it with no problem. So mandelic and LED light therapy.
Okay.
Blue light is amazing for killing bacteria.
How often do you reckon?
So when somebody's got really heavy acne, we will sort of have them do it twice a week for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we sort of spread it out. So the idea is that then they never need it again.
Yeah.
So we sort of elongate the time in between. So that ultimately they're just, but people come back for it anyways because they love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.